I know you took a polite little thing. I know you can eat more than that. You should come back and get some more.
Gosh, I'm going to get a little more.
How tall are you?
6'4".
Right, 6'4", and you eat one little sushi, and you think that's enough.
Thank you.
Shame.
Shame. Talk to him, then you're
great. I'm trying.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is how you do it. In the islands, you just take the whole tray and you walk right over with it. You just have the cookies, so I guess you don't get the cookies. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. He's currently banished from the Moku Kona. Then he's happy self out of our Moku, my Moku, and go beat it. We don't want to see him until next time. Oh, Lao Loa. Banishing to his cave.
I was wondering if I came a little bit late because I have to work. So if I was here, I would have asked in the beginning of the agenda. I have been asking this for a while now, and it actually used to be that Kauai Ha'o was as a standing item, very close to the top of the agenda, and somehow we have been moved down, you know, because there's lots of other kulia too. But I would like to reiterate my request that Kauai Ha'o, Iwi Kupuna, be moved as close as we can to the top of the every agenda as a standing item, because we've been waiting the longest on this agenda. 10 years for some of us, 20 for others, okay? So I'm just gonna put that out there. I've emailed multiple times.
Let me help you make it short for you. Regina, please, the chair requests that the items for Kauai Ha'o Church, the agenda is immediately after the OIBC business item A. Item A is always so that we can discuss Kuleana OIBC, and then please agendize Kauai Ha'o. She is correct. It is the longest standing item, and I believe that there's positive gains thanks to the work that all of you descendants have done. So let us agendize them earlier. And that way, however long we're going to take, we know that the other people that are going to come, they don't necessarily have to rush to get
here. So that's all Kauai Ha'o Church related?
Yes, items. Everything that has to do with Kauai Ha'o. We need to take care of it on time. Power.
So, okay, let's go. Is there any council member who, even though I'm is in opposition to this?
For the next meetings?
Next meetings? I believe that we're next on meetings. We're on a different kind of momentum towards finishing the kulena at Kauai Ha'o. Okay. Anything further? Mahalo. Item D, revised draft burial treatment plan for site. Lima ole walu ole kahi kahi ole hiku iwa walu ha. Aho pa au kai lua moko o ko o lau lo o.
Ko o lau poko.
Ko o lau poko.
Ko o lau poko. Ko o lau poko. Do it again. Do it to us all the time.
Ko o lau poko. Kai lua.
Regina, how does this affect us? You know, I know, so is this minor oversight going to impact us?
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, we can still deny the burial treatment plan today.
Yeah. TMK, kahi ha kolu, ole luavalu ole kolulua. Recommendation to the ship team to accept or not accept the draft burial treatment plan. Aloha.
Aloha, Chair, Vice Chair,
Mayor. Aloha.
Mahalo. Wow, Mapuana de Silva. I'm a cultural descendant for Kailua and a recognized cultural descendant for this TMK. I want to ask a few questions first. First, we ask that this be put on the agenda because we want a determination on accept or not accept. We recommend not accept on the basis that all cultural access is denied. All cultural descendants access is denied. And we don't want that to become a precedent in writing. We, as the recognized cultural descendants, still agree that we will not ask for visitation, but we need it to follow the law, the writing to follow the law. I do have a couple of questions, though. Because this is the third or fourth time that the Sparrow Treatment Plan has come before the OIVC. So SHPD, so you're saying that this Sparrow Treatment Plan has all the elements it needs, and then they determine whether the elements in the burial treatment plan are acceptable or not?
With regard to this particular burial treatment plan, we wanted the council to have an opportunity to speak on preservation in place or relocation.
Right, which we did at the last meeting.
But we did not agree with the provisions or lack thereof of access in the burial treatment plan. So we wanted the council to weigh in with their recommendations as to whether they thought the access provisions or lack thereof, which is clearly demonstrated in this burial treatment plan, if those are acceptable to them.
Okay.
Yes.
So, forgive me. I apologize to you publicly because I yelled at the both of you on that day, telling you guys go home and guys go ho'oponopono. It was not meant to necessarily be offensive to
No, us. I did not take it personally, thank you. I know it's the frustration of there not being any resolution. And we feel that we have given as much as we can, and that we're frustrated that there's no resolution as well. So my question is, if the OIBC does not accept the Sparrow Treatment Plan, what happens, and how does this just go on forever, or can it just be like goes on record as OIBC does not accept it, and then if the landowner decides never to bring it up before the board, can it just sit in limbo like that? Is there a law or
90 days?
Hinano, is that something that you can address?
I'm trying to ask questions because what I don't want to happen is for somebody down the road to be able to just accept it.
Right.
And then the laws are compromised.
Your questions are well warranted. It's a little bit complicated.
Yes.
And so in order for me to answer the questions, I got to ask questions. So the determination to preserve in place or relocate has already been made.
Yes.
Okay, so we are now on the second motion, which is only a recommendation motion. And so you're asking, what happens if the council makes a motion to not accept?
Right, what if they vote to not accept?
Okay.
With reasons.
Yeah, with reasons.
Right.
So that's a recommendation to us, because remember, ultimately, within 90 days, we accept.
You accept.
No, we accept. We have to address the burial treatment plan. So
okay.
We accept, or even not accept, and we can do that also. The problem is if the applicant withdraws their burial treatment plan for acceptance.
Okay.
See, remember, it's a bifurcated situation where you have two questions to be answered, preserve in place or relocate, that's already done.
Right.
Second one is accept the burial treatment plan. It's going to be called a burial site component of a preservation plan. Okay, so the wording is going to change. The word burial treatment plan is only used to address the burial council for a determination to preserve in place or relocate previously identified human skeletons, which is this case. Once a decision is made and the Borough Council makes a recommendation to accept or not accept, the plan morphs into a new plan. And it's pretty much, the provision is going to be almost exactly the same, but it morphs into a new plan that has a new title, and the new title is Borough Site Component of a Preservation Plan. in this case, because it's preserving place, right? If you guys had said relocate, the new title would have been Borough Site Component of an Archaeological Data Recovery Plan.
Okay.
So those words will give you the hints as to what's happening to the burials. Okay. So you guys, in this situation, you guys made your first decision, and then let's say you make your decision and you tell us, we recommend that SHPD not accept the borough, what will become a borough site component of a preservation plan. If the landowner says, I withdraw the plan, there's nothing we can do about it. And what makes that a possibility in this case is the landowner is no longer moving forward with any kind of construction that requires a permit from an agency. In this case, the agency is the county of, what you guys call them on this island? County of Honolulu.
Okay. County and
city and county of Honolulu.
City, county
of
Honolulu, right?
Why we only get county yet?
So then we don't have rights to access. Is that what you're saying? Because there is no barrier. Because there's no burial treatment plan.
Yeah.
The only way we can get right to access is to have a burial treatment plan that's acceptable.
Or they do what is so correct in your heart.
If that burial treatment plan was to be withdrawn, as you said, by the applicant, and they decide to build something above, they still consider the construction you're talking about.
Then there's going to be the trigger.
Okay.
And the trigger is they got to go to the city and county of Honolulu, go for a permit. City and county of Honolulu sends a letter to SHPDs and say, what do you have to say about this permit? That's when we come in. So there we have leverage. In a situation where the landowner takes back his plan, we don't have leverage, you know.
And they could essentially do whatever they like, right?
Yeah.
If they can get away with it.
Right.
Well, he can't build. No. She can't build.
I mean, how many go by?
She should be, and there's a barrel.
How many go that way?
But can they do what he did? Like, can cultural, recognized descendants, lineal descendants come up with their own burial treatment plan? Because they noticed Tupuna there. They noticed Tupuna there.
Well, the landowner has to agree, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they won't agree, so.
No, but we ain't gonna get agreement either. We're still moving forward for the kupuna. It's not about the landowner.
Right.
It's about the kupuna, right?
Right.
So if they're gonna withdraw and it's gonna hold this up forever, and there may be circumstances down the road, then I would say, form, get your own burial treatment plan going. The spirit is nothing. Standing around waiting. That's what we've been doing, waiting for the church forever.
So today was the first time I became aware that there was a burial treatment plan being proposed by a non-landowner. So this situation is a brand new situation for me. So now I need to go back and look at my rules and decide whether or not that is possible.
Because it's being proposed by the lawyer.
Being proposed by...
Oh, like, these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not the landowner.
To be very truthful, my answer is I don't know if that is possible.
I don't accept it.
But it's not the administrative rules. Applicants are landowners and lineal descendants.
Yeah.
Yeah, what
it's supposed to be working together, right?
No. What he's saying is, can be a lineal descendant requesting a burial treatment plan. Mm-hmm. I am not positive that we are within that relationship yet. I somehow suspect we're not. Yeah, but that might be a legal question that our AGs have to answer, because I cannot answer that question. I don't know. And the reason why I tell you that, the reason why I'm suspicious is, the reason why it's always the lineal descendant or the landowner is that they have some kind of interest in that property. So you can, it's a fairness kind of question. In this case, in the first case early this morning, I'm not sure what the interest in the property is. Other than the EV, and I know the EV is the most important thing. It's always focusing on the EV. But from a legal perspective, I'm not sure.
So that makes me ask another question.
Yes.
So it would be in the best interest of the, in my opinion, it would be in the best interest of the Ivy if the OIBC did not make the determination to maintain in place or remove without being able to accept the barrel treatment plan. Because so we would protect the Ivy better if they didn't separate the determine to preserve in place or relocate and the acceptance of the barrel treatment plan.
Yeah.
Because once you separate it, then they can withdraw the barrel treatment plan and then nobody has jurisdiction unless they build.
Yeah.
Unless they apply for a permit.
The presumption in you asking that question is that you feel the EV is not protected without a determination to accept the plan.
Well, that's the whole reason those guidelines are there of including access to cultural and lineal descendants.
Yeah.
Right?
The access, I believe, is actually based in 7-1, our Native Hawaiian rights, 7-1, and under our Hawaii Constitution with respect to we being Native Hawaiians. So I think that the access provision is kind of stands on its own. It can stand on its own based on the rights that we have as Native Hawaiian people have, notwithstanding 13300 and the statute.
Could possibly still access through 7-1 of the Constitution. I'm just trying to figure this thing out. Sorry. Yeah.
The problem again is there is no permit out there where we can use the leverage.
Which is why, on one hand, that's why I said what I said, trickle back. I might as well just say it bluntly. I know it wasn't necessarily you and your husband. You folks gave your word that you would honor the fact that that's her hale and her aina, and in observance of the fact that she's going to focus on private property ownership, Shinalagi is come over there, and you said you wouldn't go over there. Well, it was more about the idea of not setting a precedent to writing,
right?
But
it wasn't a personal.
Trust you.
It wasn't a personal thing.
It's a trust issue. It's a personal trust issue.
Yeah,
that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah. So, and this is just I'm not speaking as a branch chief. This is my personal opinion. But somebody gave, Hale Aloha gave reverence to Dana Naone, which I know very well. I went to even high school with Dana.
Yeah, she's my classmate.
So she's a bit older than me, but I remember her. But you know, when I took over this job in 2006, it was extremely difficult. And you guys all sit here, you guys know how hard it is to make a decision. But she once told somebody who came in front of the council, and that's what I used to get through all the meetings, and that is, we don't live in a perfect world. We all need to grow up and make difficult decisions. Mm-hmm. And so back then I wasn't branch chief. Back then I was a process specialist like Regina. But now that I became a branch chief in 2013, so now I got to train everybody throughout the state. I always tell them that when you're sitting there and people are yelling at you and screaming at you, remember those words. It's not a perfect world. We all need to grow up and make difficult decisions. And the other one is you. Do you remember the Hawaiian Airlines commercials? I think it was in the 1980s when you said.
It was 2008.
2008. Without tradition, there is no link to the past.
Right.
That is what we're looking at. That is why our kupuna said, "Mai kaula ina iwi ikala." You know, it doesn't mean don't leave it out and exposed to the sun. It means a hell of a lot more than that. And you know, you just said it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. So. OK.
So I think I would, like the chair, Madam Chair says, you guys got to sit down and kuka, because it's all about the evening.
Yeah. In this case, they've gone back and forth. They've been here back and forth. The other party has no trust whatsoever.
They haven't changed their what they want at all, and we have.
And it's not trying to talk smack the water. It's just
no. It's
just
that's
no
multiple. Could I ask a question, clarification? You know, you cited some provision in the law that gives people access to remains anyway.
Well, Native Hawaiian rights.
Native Hawaiian rights. Yeah, generally speaking.
Native Hawaiians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would that pertain to any Hawaiian, or would that have to be a Hawaiian who's been declared a cultural descendant?
Any Hawaiian.
Your statutes and administrative rules, as it directly relates to burials, made it more specific and said cultural or lineal.
Right.
And that's
so
why
it takes precedence.
Oh, you mean the
cultural
lineal
versus
7-1 or the or the 13-300?
So usually, if there is a conflict in law, you take the more specific provision.
Richie.
Usually, yeah.
Which would be the cultural lineal?
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted some education and
you may have to go
process.
Into that. That Hawaiian constitution, because
yeah.
that's where she's coming from
all the time.
And so no, that side, yeah, as well.
Okay.
She's just that.
So council members.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
no,
I
we don't want to defer. We'd like to add determination, please.
So you'd like us to not recommend that this should be accept the burial treatment plan.
Right.
You know, I'll go with whatever the council wants to do. But I feel very uncomfortable talking about this when the gal who we're talking about is not in the room.
Why didn't they come?
Yeah, why didn't they come?
Did they know about it?
Yes, they did.
They did,
because I got an email.
Remember when we were working on the burials on Halikuwila and we came up with the plaque? I think that because there's no HS number, no historical site number to that, what we did when we found our EBM, we put them. Left them alone. We have a plaque, and it's a copper plaque. It's
No, we're fine. We're fine on that. That's
to not pass the burial plan now, but in the future, if somebody goes and digs up, they'll find that plaque and says, call DLNR.
No, that's not necessarily what this is about.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a trust thing.
So
and
yet
the owner says, oh, I feel creepy with them around. Well.
Well, they're still recorded, right, at SHPD?
Yeah. So she knew about the meeting today? And
yes.
Yes.
I'm really surprised.
She did.
As well.
She did.
Okay, well,
okay then.
But before you do that,
they knew. Because I got an email 2 days ago.
She said what?
She's reiterating the agreement that we made in November. And, you know, that we had determined to leave in place. And that we were just going to let the burial treatment plan go, and you folks had deferred as a body, and following that meeting, Hale Aloha came and talked to me and said that it's not a good thing to leave it deferred forever. That there should be a determination that it's been accepted or not accepted, and then that can stand on record, but not to have it stand because. We agreed that they're not going to pursue the burial treatment plan. They're just going to let it sit. And we're fine with that because we don't want this conflict to continue. Nobody needs to be in this. And we don't know any other way to resolve this. I don't think we will come to agreement. So as long as they're preserved in place and as long as there is not a burial treatment plan that says we do not have access, we're happy with that. Is we just don't want anything to say that we do not have access in writing because that is going to give up all of our rights for the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
it could. Not it will. It could.
How am I for saying what I'm about to say? Because what I'm about to say has no bearing on what my haka'u manawa. It has nothing to do with that.
My hope
but I think I have to agree with Chuck. If I'm reading him right, you might be infringing upon her due process rights if you make a decision today. Because usually it's the applicant that has to be put on the agenda. In this case, it didn't work. However, on the other side, it's the chair who can decide what to put on her agenda too. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that in any way mitigates the due process issue of someone. I strongly recommend that you guys do whatever you guys want. Agendize for next month and be perfectly clear in the agenda and with the applicant that we are putting this on for this purpose. And
So there was a question of limitation, time limitation running out. Is that still, does that still stand?
If 90 days.
So 90 a few more days.
Yeah, so in this case, the determination to preserve in place was made at the last meeting,
November.
Which was November 20th.
So January is still okay?
January, it will be within the 90-day
days,
window.
So we'll be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So that request can come from the chair for it to be on the agenda. So then, thank you for your recommendation. We will then ask for it to be deferred again and ask that the chair requests that it be put on the agenda for January.
And then Regina could
just so that the due process issue is very clear. We don't need to have any more gaps in this. I'm sorry, Hina.
No, not at all.
I just I want to give as much as I can, and I think that's fair, really fair to do that.
As long as we're shown to be as fair as possible.
Yes, I agree completely. I would want to be treated the same.
I'm just saying, she's a lawyer. She knows.
They're both lawyers. They're both lawyers.
Yeah, she flat out.
And I'm not.
Period. I get you. I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Of course, we should always do something to honor the fairness and equity of the process. And what of it wasn't clear?
Give it one more chance.
Hey, why not?
It's not gonna hurt us.
Yeah, you're cool with that?
I'm cool.
Okay, please, Regina, please re-agendize this. What else do we need to put on top here to make this more clear?
All caps.
Mahalo.
Landowner needs to show up.
Yeah.
I'd much rather prefer she be at the table if we're gonna deny that barrier treatment plan anyway.
Yeah.
Euclid?
Yeah.
I'd rather us deny her barrier treatment plan while she sits there.
Right.
Yeah.
No. You're earning your money today.
I know. And I got a five-turn flight to
catch.
You're welcome to come to all our meetings.
Good to see you, though.
That's all right. We let that one go. We let it go.
Oh, kapu aloha.
Kapu aloha. Kapu aloha. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. My whole hand.
I'm happy to see you folks in the new year again.
So sorry, it's just that we've seen Koyahao come before us and emotions, all kinds. But in this particular case, this is, much more like between two ohana. It was very, very frustrating. Very frustrating because just dealing with two ohana that come from worlds apart culture. Far.
And two strong women. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Okay, moving right along.
Thank you, Hinano.
Thank you so much for being here all this time. Yeah.
And thank you all.
Okay, I need to the last one because the Koyahao issue, it was requested to handle it before we go item O and then we go straight into our recognitions. Hold item O. Letters dated September 27, 2019 and October 2nd, 2019 from Rekha Luria Shin, LLP regarding the determination by OIBC regarding certain information contained in draft archaeological inventory survey for the Kauaiahao Church Multipurpose Center Project
Ahupa Honolulu, Mofu Kona, Aina O Ahune, TMK, Kahi Lua Kai Ole Kolunua, Ole Kahihiku, to be deemed sensitive pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-4. This is a discussion on this information, as well as a determination on information deemed sensitive pursuant to Administrative Rules 13-300-4 in the draft archaeological inventory survey. So you're looking at us to determine today that the information is sensitive.
Yes, and this is Barry Noda, counsel for Kauai Ha'olo Church. Thank you very much for taking this agenda item out of turn. I brought the correspondences referenced in the agenda, September 27th and October 2nd. I brought copies for everybody.
Mahalo.
So I would like to point you to our October 2nd correspondence. These are double-sided copies to save paper. On October 2nd, 2019, I wrote to the council explaining the issue. And the issue is, whenever someone submits anything to any government agency, there's a presumption that it's a public record, and anybody can request it. Now, there are certain exceptions within the law, but that's the presumption, is that anything can be, is that the public can access anything. There is a provision in HAR 13-300 in which the council is empowered to designate certain information as sensitive. Now, when the council designates that information as sensitive, then it instructs SHPD to do what it can to withhold that from public disclosure. And that's what we're asking the council to do today. Now, the church and the recognized descendants have both reviewed the draft AIS, and the church submitted its proposed redactions to the recognized descendants, and then the recognized descendants looked over it, and then the recognized descendants came back with what it thought should be designated sensitive and what it thought should not be designated sensitive. Now, after that, the church and the recognized descendants agreed. They reached a consensus as to everything that should be designated sensitive. And I would like to point you to attachment A. It says, items requested to be designated sensitive in the draft AIS report. That's the one that I typed up, and you can see that's my signature on the bottom, dated October 2nd, 2019. I went over that, I compared it with everything that the recognized descendants requested, and that's on the flip side. And so I included both of those so that you folks can see what the recognized descendants wanted to redact and to keep and to designate sensitive from the public record, and what the church has agreed to, so that you folks can go and, you know, line by line, item by item if you wish, and see that everything is identical. Now, I do want to let you know that that it goes volumes 1 through 6, and there's referenced figures and pages. I think it kind of speaks for itself. But, you know, just for clarity's sake, when pages are referenced, if there's any figures on there, that includes the figures as well. If it just says figures, then it's just the images. But that's what we're asking you folks to do today, is to designate everything in attachment A as sensitive. And once you folks make that determination, then that will help to protect the information from public disclosure, please.
Do we have any representative here of the cultural descendants?
Yeah, myself and then the crew.
The crew?
Yeah.
So
the ones that do not agree.
We have others. We have not been recognized yet.
Yeah. I'm just suggesting that, you know, maybe we should have them sitting up here as well.
Would one or two of you please care to approach the table?
I don't think this will take very long.
No.
I've asked Ma, can you do that? Or do you want to stay on that
side? I can stay on this side and answer any questions.
You know, I mentioned the last time we talked about this that if it's okay with the cultural descendants in the church, it's going to be okay with me. But I think it's a good idea to have the cultural descendants up here so that we can see, hear from their own mouths what their position is.
So what exactly is the difference from what the church is okay with versus what you're okay with? Because that's what you're saying, that there's two different okays, but they're not reconciled.
Here's where you can see it. So go to the flip side of attachment A, and you can see in volume 2, it says, church requested and recognized descendants do not agree. Figure 2-258, page 2-57, page 2-237, and page 2-257. So the church did not include those. And you can see in volume 3, it says, church requested and recognized descendants do not agree. Section 1 in its entirety, introduction and overview for burial descriptions, and page 3-4, page 3-6, and page 3-6 to page 3-7. Now, those are things that the recognized descendants did not agree, and those are things that the church
did not. Did they want it in the report, or did they want it removed from the report?
They wanted it in the report. For clarity, they want it where if somebody requests to see it, that those pages will be available for public disclosure.
William?
I'm sorry that you were going over this again, that particular portion, because in review, the church, when it reviewed those things that they did not agree with the church, two things occurred. We did not put those things in there. And the second thing is, we concurred with what they wanted us to do. So it should be a moot subject right now. We have acquiesced and we have agreed, both of us, in what we all agreed is going that we requested be redacted. That's the only thing that we're asking for the council to approve, is those things that were agreed on.
Yes, correct. So that's attachment A. So really, it doesn't matter whether you use the front side, which the church prepared, or whether you use the back side. You can use either side.
The back side is a combination of what was agreed to and what was not agreed to.
Right. Yes, the back
and
side.
The front side is what they both agreed to.
Yes, the back side is what the recognized descendants agreed to and what they did not agree to, and the front side is what I prepared, just for clarity's sake, for you folks to redact everything.
And that's the one we have to vote on today.
Yes. But whether you folks want to use the flip side or the front side, it really doesn't matter because the information is the same. It's just that this one reads, for clarity's sake, it reads a little bit more succinct. That's all.
For instance, in the volume 2 where the descendants do not agree, page 2-257 is on attachment A.
No, that's figure 2-257. There's a difference between figures and pages.
Okay, so this is not the figure.
So that's figure 2-257, which is the same on the flip side as figure 2-257. But if you look for pages, see the church requested and the recognized descendants agree, but if you look on the bold, it says church requested and recognized descendants do not agree, 2-258, 2-57, 2-237, page 2-257. Those pages do not appear.
But the figures do.
No.
Well, it's not listed in the...
Because it's listed, 2-257 is listed here.
Okay, are we looking at figures or are we looking at pages?
So you got it here, yeah? You also got it here. I know this is the figures, but
okay,
this is the page.
Okay.
I mean, so in this case, you're going to leave in the page but remove the figure? Or you're going to... You know what I mean?
Yes.
To the figure.
Figures dash.
So All of these, they don't exist in here, but 257 does.
Perhaps maybe Mr. Scheidler can tell us whether figure 2-257 appears in page 2-257, because if it doesn't appear in page 2-257 and appears someplace else, then yes.
Yeah, they're not all on the same page. Yeah. The figures and the pages don't always...
The page doesn't refer to the figure?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
So...
It does.
No.
Is there an extra copy that we could see?
So figure 18.
You can use my copy. Thank you.
Okay, hold on.
Figure 18 may not be
okay. This is agendized today because you are looking to this council to deem this information as sensitive.
Yes.
And that subsequently the information would not be available to the general public unless so requested. Or at all.
At all.
Only the descendants without.
Only the descendants.
And I wanna also state for clarity that this does not affect the access to the draft AIS that all the recognized descendants have. This will only affect what SHPD is allowed to give out to the public if they receive a request for this. And I think everybody's on the same page that they agree that there are certain things in the draft AIS that are sensitive and that should not be left for the public to obtain.
So is there a accord between descendants and the church on this?
Absolutely. Yes, front page.
So we should just take the motion and then all done with this?
Yeah, unless anything's changed that the church didn't agree at that's in here that we don't know, that like we asked for a section or a figure to get taken out and then they went, no, we want that in. Is there anything like that?
See, I thought about that. I thought maybe someone might address that, and that is why I signed the page and dated it October 2nd, so you folks can see when that was made. Yeah. And nothing has changed since then.
So that means all the maps that were included in the AIS stay in this. They're not going to be redacted, because that was part of what the descendants wanted to remain in there, was the maps per se of all the burials that were removed. They wanted that to remain in that AIS and not removed.
Now, whatever...
Yeah, they're still in there. The maps are still in there.
And again,
do you need to walk out and huddle for a little while?
I don't think so, because again, I want to emphasize that it doesn't affect the recognized descendants' access to what's in the draft AIS. This only affects what the public can see when they request a copy from SHPD.
Okay, so can I make a motion?
Motion. Chair, would you entertain a motion?
I recommend, or my motion is to approve Attachment A, page 1. Signed by Brian
Barron.
Concerning items to be designated sensitive in the draft AIS report. Is that clear?
And may I add, pursuant to HAR 13-300-4. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second.
Section A1, right?
Yeah.
So move.
Second.
It is in move and seconded.
All in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
So carried. Mahalo.
Okay.
Thank you.
I wish everything in the church would be this easy.
Okay. First recognitions are yes. William.
For clarity, I'd like to ask the chair to please amend that motion to only state that Baron Oda, LLC, attorney for the church.
I'm sorry, that only Baron Oda, LLP
Baron
for...
Baron Oda is representing as attorney for the church.
Yeah, he wants that recognized.
Yes. Please, Regina, ensure that it is noted. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Holomua Hoikako, item E. Victoria Nalani Newell, descendancy recognition application to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Kaweamahi Kinimaka, Pai Kinimaka, Aelo, Noelo, and Loe. David Leleo Kinimaka, Hannah, Hanakeola, Keolo Kala'au, Kaniu Kinimaka, William P. Lumaheihei, Me Samuel Leleo Kinimaka, located at
Kauai Aha'o Church Multi-Purpose Building Project, Ahupua'o Honolulu Mokokona, Aina O'o Ahunei, TMK, Kahi, Lua Kahi, Ole Kolulua, Ole Kahi Hiku. Please allow the following reading to serve as the official reading for any and all of the applications before this council today in terms of privacy. The council may elect to go into executive session pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-25D. The council may close a meeting whenever location or description of a Native Hawaiian burial site is under consideration. The chairperson, by concurrence of a majority of members present at the meeting, shall be authorized to require the public to leave the meeting while the confidential matter is being discussed and reopen the meeting once the confidential matter is no longer being considered. This serves as the official reading for all of the recognition candidates before us today. Aloha mai.
Aloha.
According to 1 moment.
I don't think the recommendations were included in the binders. However, this was on last month's agenda,
yes,
under which we recommended cultural descendancy.
You recommended denial of?
We recommended cultural descendancy recognition based on the descendants' genealogical tie to those individuals.
But did this applicant apply for lineal descendancy?
The application was for lineal descendancy, but to be consistent with our previous lineal descendancy reviews and recommendations from SHPDI, with regard to the certainty of specific sets of skeletal remains, the department's recommendation was for cultural descendancy recognition.
Mahalo. Do council members have any questions regarding the applicant before us?
What was the basis? I mean, I'm sure we went over this last month, but what was the basis for asking for a lineal descendant?
Well, we have made a definite identification of one of our kupuna in lot 24, Hannah Keola.
And where are the remains today?
Where are they today? I think they're in the basement.
In a lahala basket. Okay.
Mahalo. The council has currently set a precedent for asking individuals coming forward desiring to be recognized for both cultural as well as lineal recognition. If you could please succinctly speak to why this council should afford you recognition.
When this issue of our kupuna possibly being in the basement of Kauai Hau Church, when it was brought to my attention by my ohana, I felt, like everybody else who comes here, I felt an incredible responsibility to be here and to help take care of our kupuna that have been disinterred. That is the main reason I'm here, is because I feel this immense sense of responsibility as a living descendant to take care of my kupuna. Also, I feel a need to help my ohana and to help the other kupuna who are there, who don't have family, who, you know, I've spent a lot of my working life trying to give voice to people from the past who don't have a voice. Of voices that we should hear today, and so I would like to help those people who don't have a voice to have somebody to be there for them in their time of need. Also, I feel like I'm a pretty clear thinker, and I have some skills, and I can be of use to my family in helping to solve this issue. I used to be the curator of education at the Mission Houses Museum. And I, part of my job was to know that theology of the people who established that church pretty well. And I can pretty much say for sure that their belief in a physical resurrection led them to sanctify Christian burial and to, you know, make that a sacred thing. And then our kupuna entrusted their remains to the church because they felt they would be safe. And I feel like I need to make that, help make that right, make it safe for them again.
What is your lineal tie to the burial?
She's my great-great-great-grandmother. Great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great. Yeah, Hannah Keola.
Hannah Keola, that's her name.
Yeah. Hannah Keola Kinimaka.
This is one of the plots that was removed.
Yes, 26. I defer to my elder. So, and also, lastly, I feel guilty for not being here sooner. I don't know what else to say. I should have been paying better attention, and I would have been here sooner.
Mahalo. Mahalo. Council members, Himau Ninawa, Ne Kakako. Aohi Ninau. Ninau, Chuck. Ninau, question. Aohi Ninau.
I've asked everything.
Mahalo. Chair, what is the motion?
I make a motion that the council determine recognition of Kiabe Amahi Kinimaka, Hae Kinimaka, Hayalo, Novello, and Loe. David Aleleo Kinimaka, Hannah Hana Keola, Keola Okalaau, Kanil Kinimaka, and William P. Limahihi, and Samuel Leo Kinimaka, located at Kwaihau Church. Multi purpose building project, Honolulu, Ahupo'a, Kona District, letter O Ahuni, TMK 12-1-032-017.
Towards the candidate Victoria Noble.
Oh, Ikalamai.
You said lineal descendancy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cultural descendancy.
Cultural descendancy.
Lineal.
Just say lineal.
Yeah. She applied for lineal descendancy.
So,
Hanako. And Shukdi is recommending to us to afford cultural descendancy.
Oh, yeah.
Noilako I kakaku apono anyalako elinio pa wahapai iamai na shiti avika cultural. So ina holomua hoi kako e kamanao elikino me na po e mamua e pono ha avi alako kela kulana o linio.
Olinio. Ikina. So pono ka e lenho.
Aye.
Aye, kalamai. So I make a motion that the council determines recognition for lineal descendancy. Kiabe a mahi kinimaka. Kalamai. Oh, Victoria Nalani, kalamai. Victoria Nalani.
Newville.
Descendancy recognition application of Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Kiabe a mahi kinimaka. Hai kinimaka. Hai elo. Novello and Loy, David Leleo, Kinimaka Hana, Hana Keola, Keola Okalaau, Kaniu Kinimaka, and William P. Lumahihe, and Samuel Leleo Kinimaka, located at Koyaha'o Church, multi purpose building project, Honolulu Apua, Kona District, Island of Oahu Nei, TMK 12-1-032-017.
Mahalo. Chair, I would like the council to take note that this recommendation, this motion, excuse me.
Let me say second.
Mahalo, second.
Second into motion for lineal descendancy. It has been moved in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So carried.
Heen, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Bree. I interrupted you. You were going to say something.
Oh, no. I just wanted to make sure that this is We're being consistent with what we have done. SHPTE has recommended to us to afford cultural level recognition towards not only Victoria Nuvo, but also to others who have come to us in the past. This has been opposed by the church for other. One moment. I did not offer time to folks out there. Forgive me for the Kayaulu. Was there any voice out in the community? Regina, please pause that. Was there any mana out in the community?
For the same reasons as the past, the church voices is objection to the venue. Culturally, we have no problem with the venue. We would also beg that the or descendants would please share with us specific information of where the Kalaikini plot may be, because we do not have that on our records and are appalled that the Barrier Council, knowing that before, still approved the new, but we respectfully object.
Kalaikini? Did you say Kalaikini?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, not the Kalaikini. This Ohana actually show us, because we do not have a plot of their family name. We have seen their evidence on obituaries, published, and we accept that. However, we would like assistance in actually locating where that plot is. In all of our maps, we do not show that particular Ohana in the graveyard.
I don't think it would be on a map. Because
we've asked for that.
Because the burial took place in the 19th century, and I believe that the maps that the church have, I don't think they have any 19th century maps as far as I know. And all of our Ohana that we have listed here, you know, the evidence comes from the newspaper, from their funeral ceremonies. We know all of these people were buried there, and I don't really feel like it's our fault we don't know exactly where they are. I mean, we want to know exactly where they are, but we do know exactly where one was.
Okay, so Mr. Ole, with all due respect, when I first came to the burial council meeting and I met you outside talking to you, and I told you that I was with the Kinimaka family, and you told me with Gina that, oh, I know, I've seen the Kinimaka plot. I know where it is. It's down there by that tree over there. I saw it. The next time I come to be recognized, he says, no Kinimaka, no, not existing. Well, I'll have you know that the AIS report showed our kupuna, Hanakeola, grave 26, her burial goods, and her picture. I'm going to show you. This is her right here. Burial 26 had that, and it also had this pendant. And additionally, she's buried next to her husband. Her husband is buried next to his parents, Kinimaka and Pai. We have records that Haelo, his sister, half-sister, sister of Ho'onu, and family of the Metcalf family is buried there as well. Loy, his bull sister, is buried there, and Novella. Okay? William Lumahe were like this with the family, with as far as Kuhio and Kwananako. They were like this. So it makes also sense that they're buried right there. Okay, the final thing was we have a friend. Good friend family who apparently lives in Waimea. They got it. She was raised in Honolulu, went to church at Kaihau with her grandma when she was little, but she said she ran away and played in the graveyard. So she tells me, I know where they're buried. I seen them. I seen them there. So when I was on the Big Island, stopped by Waimea to see her. She comes walking to me with this hand-drawn map exactly where we thought it was. Exactly where we thought they were, where grave 26 is, it basically is in the utility quarter. She pointed, she drew a map, I have it here. She said, this is where they're at, right here. And I looked at that and went, oh my goodness, that's them. And then, their grade number 26, 27, there was sadly only a leg taken out and put back in there, okay, only the leg. Victoria calls me that she wanted to be recognized. And she tells me that she had this dream that there was a leg and she was walking on cinders on the leg. I went, oh my God, that was David Leleo next to Hama Keola. His leg was right there, and she dreamt that. Well, not even knowing anything, I said, you really need to go and be recognized because this is them. This is them. The other thing is grade 25. Of all things, Don Papa'i'i wrote Ke Awe Mahi Kinimaka's obituary and said that he had a broken femur, which is really unusual to have a broken femur at his death. Grade 25 was misplaced originally, but they said, no, it's right here by 26. It had a broken femur. I mean, how much more do you need? So we know without a doubt, and I know it, they're good pleasure. I know they're behind us, and this is them. This is our family. You know, we've been looking for them for years. And I mean, I really, unfortunately, when this project first came out, you didn't follow the rules that we're talking about today about the LCA people and the RP, our Royal Patent people listed in the areas to be called upon. We weren't called upon. We found this out by ourselves by hunting, looking at our moku ahau is how we found our graves and how we found our ancestors. Finding that they live right there. This is their home. They live Honolulu Hale, that was their home. And Makai of Kaihau Cemetery, that was their home. I mean, how much more do we need? This is our home. These are our family. And for you to say that they're not there, that is like highly, really hurtful and very insulting to say that they're not there.
I didn't say that they weren't there. I asked you to please help the church identify
okay,
the location.
Okay, I helped you there.
That's all I said.
Okay. Well, I was just under this situation.
And I was mistaken. I thought it was by the Ulu tree, by the gym, and I was mistaken. It was a totally different valley.
And we also have a newspaper article that...
Yes, I know about the newspaper article.
Was called upon for the Kapiolani and Kinimaka plot.
We're asking for assistance in the location of the plot.
Yeah, we do have a newspaper article written in 1894 asking those who have family and friends buried in the Kinimaka Kapiolani plot to come forward. Queen Kapiolani, Dowager Queen Kapiolani, will be there to discuss with you. And it also said in the fenced-in area of David Leleo. So, right.
Mahalo. Any further comment from the community? Aye.
I'm Kako'o. Victoria was claimed to live in contingency 1,000%. And for the record, object to the church's objections, which have been consistent with rubbing more salt on our kupuna and our ohana, and it's not necessary to do that. So, kako'o is ohana, 1,000%.
Mahalo. Any other kako'o or ku'e?
Kako'o.
Any ku'e, other than from whom we've heard already? Mahalo. I don't believe that this should change what the council has done, so please allow the motion that it was moved, seconded, and ratified by council, so carried.
All those in favor.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Done.
Thank you. Mahalo. Thank you all for being here for us. Yeah. Thank you for being here for all of us.
Next year. Mahalo.
Halumoho ikako ya item F. Eileen, Kekahili Okomoko, Kawainui Norman, and Ohana. Descendancy recognition application to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of David Kanuha, Esther Holstein, and Mary Kamaka, located at Koiha'o Church Multipurpose Building Project, Ahupua'o Honolulu, Moko Kona, Aina'o Ahunei, TMK,
kahi lua kahi ole kolulua ole kahi hiku. The names are as follows. Regina?
Yeah.
This recommendation is for?
The recommendation letter was in last month's packet as well. This is one that was deferred from last month's meeting.
Yes.
Recommendation is for cultural descendancy based on the requirement that for lineal descendancy, not only the genealogical connection be proven, but also that connection be proven to certain sets of human skeleton remains.
Mahalo.
Consistent with the department's previous recommendations regarding lineal descendant applications.
And for the purpose of this this ohana, the names on this application are as follows. Eileen Kekahili Okomoku Kowainui Norman. Debbie Paulette Kekahili Okomoku Norman Kini. Huahone Kohineu'i Okeano Nue Kini Lopes. Kamaha'o Samuel Lealoha Kini Lopes. Nalani Kekahili Okomoku Kini Gasper. Carolyn Donna Ke'alona Pua Norman. Justin Kepo'ohu Nai Ke'auli Kiri'ipa'akaua. Chase Kayolohia Yalua Kiri'ipa'akaua. Joey Melehiva'iva Chiemi Kiri'ipa'akaua. Brooke Holopono Koji Kiri'ipa'akaua. Theodore Robert Kekua Iliahi Norman. Kaleo Kekua Iliahi Norman, Kiri Inui Kiaveamahi Norman. Kimberly Kananio Napua Norman Suzuki. Nicole Kawailereo Nuwanu Suzuki Peyton. Ashley Wahine Ilikea Suzuki Silva. And Kara Kamakani Ka Ilialoha Akales. These are the names that are. Did I miss anybody? Mahalo. Thus is the reading of this name. Council members will recall that I believe we have Keala in front of us today, and your mother has come before this council before, yet we were not able to. Yes, she did fly in. Would you care to offer any words for this council regarding the recognition before us?
I just come for today for my mom because, you know, she made a lot of effort to come and didn't have a quorum or anything like that. And I would like the council to recognize my mom and our ohana to be consistent with the past recognition with Auntie Kaunohi and her ohana.
Mahalo. You are referring to the past recognition where this council did afford, given what Regina has indicated, this council chose to afford lineal recognition to Kaanui Kalikini. Mm-hmm. And thus, your mother being Paulette Kaanui Kalikini's sister. Therefore, council members, we are now engaged with this. Himaunina?
Well, if he's lineal descendant with somebody we've already given lineal descendancy, then that's a moot point. But I'd like to know, who are you starting your lineage? Where does your lineage go back to? Who in the churchyard are you referring to?
Mary Kamaka, Esther Holstein, and David Kamaka.
And you know where that plot is?
My mother does. Yeah, my mother does. So I am standing in proxy of my mom today.
Right, I understand.
Mahalo. Any specific words that you may have regarding why this council should afford that recognition towards the desire to awamo the kulema?
We have been practicing Malama Nagri Kupuna for several decades already. And it is a kuleana of our family. Kipo'o and I have. So it's with great eha that we come to the council and ask to be able to malama na ilo kupuna there at Kupo'o.
Mahalo.
Mauni
nau? Mauni nau ko'o. So your relationship is
my
brother, sister? Son, okay.
She look young.
Mahalo for the compliment.
Mahalo. Before this council moves forward, he mau mana'o ko ke kaiaulu, mana'o ka ko'o, ai ole mana'o ku'e. William.
Respectfully, you know, as much aloha as I have for the moment of the Kalaikini family, you know, I have to go back to the 13-300 regarding lineal recognition to certain iwi. Most definitely, I know Kanuha is buried within the footprint. However, the iwi has not been identified, you know, and the council is often claimed for us to use common sense. If it was the plot, that's where all those EB is. But that's not what the legal terminology for lineal is. Lineal is to identify that specifically, certain EB as being a person, that person on which they're attaching lineal leniency to. And so only, for, you know, mostly because that's how it is in the HARs. And I stand with why the shifty would actually recommend cultural.
Mahalo. Kinko.
May I say something here? To give the Norman of Hana some peace of mind, I'd like to share this information. I looked further into the 1940 disinterment that was done for the Gege Hall, and I found many unknowns, but I did find several hosts that were reinterred at the Oahu, that was at that time called Nu'uanu, but since then it's been called Oahu Cemetery. And not to put any doubt into what you have to say here, but I just want to give you some peace of mind that there's some, you know, missing links as far as disinterments that happened and some of the Holsteins haven't been relocated. And so I just want you to know that that did happen. Yeah.
Mahalo. He mana o ku'e, ai ole he mana o kako'o. Ai.
I just want to respond to what the church people said. And it is about either ku'e or kako'o. But in response to what they're saying, once again, rubbing salt in the wound, we would not have this problem. We'd not be here today. Ko'aiha'o did not disturb our kupuna, going back to day one and several other times before that. So we want to talk about Likeke Hall back in 1940. Not too many of us were here when that happened. And if the church's records, and you go research and you go back as far as you want to go back and figure it all out, is good enough for them, but the Ohana's records coming forward and saying who they are and who their kupuna are is not good, that's just not matching up. So once again, I will object to the church's objections, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Our kupuna wouldn't be disturbed if it wasn't for them. Our kupuna wouldn't have been dug up. Our kupuna wouldn't be in the basement of the church if it wasn't for them. We're in this position because they put us in this position. Not the other way around. And the ones who suffer today is the kupuna. It's the ones who are suffering today because they made decisions on their own against the wishes of Ohana to disturb, to dig up, to desecrate the kupuna in the shadow of their church. And the fact that we cannot go
point to a specific kupuna and say, that's our kupuna, that's not on us. That's on them. And will always be on them. So the fact that they keep jumping up every time Ohana comes to the table to claim kupuna, that they want aloha and malama, shame on them. 1,000 times. The words are empty because the actions have already spoken. That's why we're here today.
Mahalo, so you can't call this ohana.
Yes.
Mahalo. Any further mana'o ka ko'o ai ole mana'o ku'e?
Ka ko'o.
Mahalo. E nā aha, nā lā lā o ke ia aha nei. Ua maika ia nei o kou?
Maika.
Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that the council determine recognition of lineal descendancy to Eileen Ke Kahili Okamoku Kawai Nui Norman under the shadow of her daughter Kielo Napua Norman for sorry, I have to turn back for a moment. For recognition of lineal descendancy application to Native Hawaiian skeleton remains of David Kunuha, Esther Holstein, and Mary Kamaka, located Kauai Ha'o Church Multipurpose Building Project, Honolulu Ahupua Akona District, Island of Oahu Nei, TMK 12-1-032017.
Mahalo.
Second.
It has been moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aloha ma. Aye.
So carried.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Just like to say one thing again. Like to reiterate my mahalo to our descendants who have been holding us down, doing all the hard work for all these past years, to malama these kupuna, mahalo nui. I look forward to working together with you to continue to malama these kupuna.
I will email you the current draft of the trail treatment.
Mahalo. Please remain at the table. We have several more. Three, four. Five, six, seven. We have several, seven more recognitions. Same ohana. These are seven different locations. So let us move forward. Item G. Eileen Ke Kahili Okamoku. Let us, having read these names, unless would you prefer for us to read the names for each?
Yeah, you can save time.
I think you've already read the names. Mahalo. Eileen Ke Kahili Okamoku, Kauai Nui Norman, and Ohana. Descendancy recognition application to Native Hawaiian skeletal remains at Camp Erdman. Ahupa'a Oka'ena. Moku o Waialua, Aina o Ahunei TNK, Kahi, Ono Iwa, Ole Ole Ha, Ole Ole Lima. Regina?
For all of the following descendancy applications, the Shifty has recommended cultural
descendancy. Was there any other application that mirrors the Kauai'aha'o application? So you have applied for cultural level recognition for all the rest of these. Mahalo. At any point in time, please feel free to let us know if you have more you'd like to add. If not, I'm going to look community. Mana'o ka ko'o, mana'o ku'e. Seeing as none.
Is that for, are you asking about number G?
G.
Okay, so that's the Camp Urban one.
Right.
Is that the same EV that Thomas Shirai was trying to rebury?
Possibly.
No, he had I think you're talking about the cemetery.
Yeah, this is
Kayaka.
This is an older one that he
by Kayaka.
Yeah.
I don't recall a Camp Birdman recently.
This is, yeah, it was 2 years ago, Thomas Rice sat here and got recognized as the same.
Oh, oh really?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it still outstanding?
I'm not sure.
I'm just trying to sit in for my mom.
It's not a Bob Rickman being forwarded.
No.
That's the cemetery.
This is regular. This was erosion. Erosion problem.
Yeah. But it's in there. But even if it's not outstanding and it's already, Powell, we can still come forward.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
If not, Chair, we'll entertain a motion.
Wait, I have a question. If it's already closed up and it's a moot point, why do you want to?
It's not. It's an ongoing.
Oh, okay. Then I take it back.
Okay.
I make a motion. We approve the department's recommendation for cultural descendancy.
So moved.
Second.
You've been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So carried. Mahalo. Item H, Eileen Kekahiri Okomoku, Kawaii Norman, and Ohana. Descendancy recognition application to Native Hawaiian skeletal remains located at Alohilani Resort, Ahupa'a Waikiki, Moku Okona, Aina O'o Ahunei, TMK. Kahi, Luaono Ole Luaono Ole Lua Ole, Me Ole Luaono. Lili Okalani Avenue and Kalaakaua Avenue, Rights of Way. This is a cultural descendancy recognition. Mana'o kako'o, mana'o ku'e, kayaulu, kei ahane. Chair will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to recognize Eileen Kekahi Ilo Okamoku Kauai Nui Norman and Ohana with lineal descendancy recognition.
Cultural descendancy.
Kalamaya. Analuhi. Cultural descendancy recognition. The Native Hawaiian skeletal remains located at Alohilani Resort, Ahupua'a Waikiki, Moku Okona, Ailana o Oahu, TNK, Kahi Lua, Ono, Ole Lua, Ono, Ole Iwakalua, and Iwakalua Kumaono. Lili Okalani Avenue and Kalakaua Avenue, Rights of Way.
So moved. Any second?
Well, quick question. Are these remains inside the right-of-way or are they in the resort?
One of them is in the right-of-way.
Yeah. There are certain issues with Alohilani that are both outside sidewalk and on the inside. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Moved. It has been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All
right.
So carried. Mahalo. Item I, Eileen Kekahili Okomoku, Kawai Nui Norman, and Ohana. Descendancy recognition application to Native Hawaiian skeletal remains located at the Elks Lodge, Ahupa'a Waikiki, Moku Okona, Aina o Ahunei, TMK. Kahi Kolu, Kahi Ole Kolulua, Ole Oleono. Mana'o Ku'e, Mana'o Kako'o. Kayaulu, Kokea Ahanei. Mauninau, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we support the recognition of this of Eileen Kekahili Okomoku Kawai Nui Norman and Ohana cultural descendancy recognition application to Native Hawaiian skeletal remains located at the Elks Lodge, Waikiki, Akupua, Honolulu, Kona District, Oahu, TMK13-1-32-006.
Mahalo. So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
So carried.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
I need to recuse myself for agenda items J, K, L, and M. I'm a consultant to the Howard Hughes Corporation.
Real court.
No.
I too need to. Here's what's happening for this. I too am connected to this project. So, Vice Chair. You will need to, now I'm going to step that way, both Mana and myself. However, we are still present in the room and it will be up to all of you as to so have a majority of you.
Three votes.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Okay. So aloha again, item J. Hi. So this is on the recognition of cultural descendancy for Eileen Kahili Okamoku Norman and Ohana. To Native Hawaiian skeletal remains located at Howard Hughes Block N East Project Ili of Kaka'ako, Honolulu of Po'akona District, Oahuni, TMK 12-3-002-001 portion. 00067086 and 087. So again, mahalo and thank you for being here. So Po'e Kaya'ulu, any questions, any
again, tax map keys and LCAs were not specified in the report, and as far as from Ubele to Alamoana, we've already been recognized as cultural descendants on the rail project. So, just to reiterate.
Kako.
Yes, Mika. Kako. 100%.
Mahalo nui. Te hea na lalo o kia komiki.
To chair, move.
Mama nao.
Oh, I was going to make motion.
Okay, wait.
Kalamai. I move to recognize Eileen Kekahili Okamoku Norman and Ohana with cultural descendancy recognition related to item J.
Okay.
Second.
Mahalo, thank you. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And so moved. Mahalo. So another. We're on to item K.
Did we all approve it?
Oh, let's see what you mean. How are you?
And this is the last one. Or both.
I think we have three. Okay, so on to K. Again, this is our councils to Eileen Kekahili Okamoku, Kauai Nui, Norman, and Ohana. Descendancy recognition application to Native Hawaiian skeletal remains located at Howard Hughes Block B, West Project, Ili of Ka'akaukukui, Kaka'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'akua'ak 5. So again, aloha e mahalo. And kapo'i kai ulu, but how you stand for our two proposed cultural descendants here. Kako'o ku'e. So if we can have a motion.
I move that we approve item K for Howard Hughes cultural descendancy designation for Howard Hughes Block B West project.
Mahalo, do we have a second?
Second.
Mahalo, so moved. We're moving on to item L. Eileen, ke kahili o ka moku, Kauai Nui Norman and Ohana, descendancy recognition application to Native Hawaiian skeletal remains located at Howard Hughes Corporation and Victoria Ward Limited Block A project. Ili of Kukuluaeo and Ka'akau Kukui, Honolulu Akua, Punan District, Oahu, TMK 12-1-056-001. Okay, ina po kako o ai ole kue. Mahalo. Amike Yamau.
Chair, I move to recognize Eileen Kekahili Okamoku Kawaii Nui Norman and Ohana for cultural descendancy recognition for Harris Street Corporation, Victoria Ward and the Block A project.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Mahalo, check. And so moved. And then moving forward to another place of Howard Hughes block. This is item M. Eileen, Kekahili Okamoku Kauai Nui Norman and Ohana descendancy recognition, cultural recognition application to Native Hawaiian skeletal remains located at Howard Hughes Corporation and Victoria Ward Limited Block I project, Ili of Kaka'ako, Honolulu, Ahupua, Akuna District, Island of Oahu Nei, TMK 1-2-3-002-001. Kapo'i kai'a ulu, kakoaiole kue mahalo na lala o kili komite.
I move that we accept the Norman Ohana for cultural descendancy for Block I project of Victoria Ward Limited Block I project of Kaka'ako.
Second.
And so moved. Okay, mahalo nui loa ia oli wa na ko'o lua hewe mai ne. Mika ohana. Mahalo na.
Mahalo. Now we get our leader back.